So the shockwaves went through agriculture when we found out Oprah Winfrey was going to be talking about becoming a vegetarian, more than a vegetarian, a vegan. And everybody's watched the video. Let's get a little reaction to it. In the studio with me right now, David White handles many of the issue management things for Ohio Farm Bureau. Seth Teeter in the communication shop. Dave, agriculture was a little nervous before the show went on. What do you think we're feeling now that it's been out there?
Oprah advocated choice. When we saw the teasers the day before and the morning of, we were quite concerned. But Michael Pollan actually stepped up and said, you know, people should have meat in their diet. And interesting to see Michael Pollan be the balance of the show. But I think also the representative from Cargill did a wonderful job of connecting to Oprah's audience and talking about what all goes through the slaughtering and processing of beef cattle. And so it was relatively balanced. And I think, you know, Oprah talking about choice, it could have been a lot worse. Two things I think we always need to think about, though, are cost and affordability of various food items.
Here's something I thought I'd never do. Go to Oprah Winfrey's website. I'm going to promote you. Go in there. Look at the video. Seth, your reaction.
Well, it was promoted as a show about veganism, but what I really turned into was a show about thinking about where your food comes from. And one
exactly.
of the things that Michael Pollan said about the slaughterhouse is that if you're going to consume meat, you should really take a look at how that meat gets to your plate. And I think that's something that farmers would certainly agree with. And then hats off to Cargill for opening up their plant to show that part of the process.
That took, I'm sure that wasn't a decision made easily, Dave.
I'm sure it wasn't. You know, Joe, you look at the potential risk there that Cargill has on hands. I think Cargill got a win for Cargill. And I think Cargill got a win for America's farmers, particularly those involved in livestock production and beef cattle production. They told a good story. They talked to the rancher where the cattle were being fed. They followed the process throughout, and they represented very well. And I think we should tip our hats to Cargill for going to bat for America's farmers and ranchers yesterday.
Like you both have said, we all expected we were going to spend our time rebutting the Oprah Winfrey show. I don't think we have to do that. But Seth, to me, there were a couple of things that were missing from the story. And I'm not picking on Oprah here, but Dave pointed it out as we were talking earlier. They didn't talk about access to food, and they didn't talk about affordability of food. Both factors need to be in this conversation, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And you notice that when they went shopping for the foods that the guest was promoting for the vegan diet, they shopped at Whole Foods, which is admittedly a lot costlier. And not everyone can afford to shop at Whole Foods. So you question how much that actually cost, what they had in their shopping cart when they're leaving the store.
Dave, another thing too that was missing here, and as you said, the takeaway is people should have choices in food. By nature of the story, though, there was a lot of things in there about the benefits of going vegan. There wasn't anything in there. There are some risks. There are some things that people need to think about that weren't brought out in that story yesterday.
Absolutely. Okay, where are you going to get your sources of protein? Where are you going to get your vitamins and your minerals? What things may you have to add to your diet from a supplemental standpoint? The one thing, though, Joe, as we talk about, obviously, you know, the gal who was the vegan revivalist, as I call it, and even Michael Pollan overlook two things when we talk about what I call food fashion. And, you know, it's really good we're having this conversation on food and diet in the United States. We need to have it. But they overlook the recommendations from the United States Department of Agriculture and the food pyramid, which is to eat a balanced diet. And we never heard anyone talk about a balanced diet with physical activity known as exercise. And when you talk with nutritionists, dietitians, and most family physicians, they'll tell you that's the best way to control your weight, your blood pressure, and other things you should be looking at.
Whether it's the way we produce food or the way it's processed at a plant like Cargill's, Seth, do we in agriculture have to kind of start rethinking? It's pretty common for us to just kind of want to run under the radar, to not be open about what we do. I think we probably need to change that mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would argue that when Oprah is bringing food and farming into the spotlight, whether you think that it's being portrayed positively or negatively, regardless, it gives farmers an opportunity to now be in the national conversation about food. And so they really need to kind of welcome this attention that's being turned to their business. And how can they get consumers to see the farm the way that they do. And so that's really the challenge for American farmers.
Again, go to the Oprah Winfrey website. I don't have the address here. Google her, and you can see the video if you haven't. Thanks to Seth Teeter and Dave White from Ohio Farm Bureau. I'm Joe Cornelius.